Alshon Jeffrey, a Philadelphia Eagle. Well, it is true. Signed a one-year deal with Eagles. And he is here now with us in studio. Alshon, welcome to Philadelphia. I speak for Eagles fans going, whoa, how did this happen? A week ago, would you have ever thought it?
No, I never thought that. But it's the nature of the business. Things happen.
Yeah. Well, what do you do on the first day with a team? Because, I mean, fans see you at the press conference. But what has your day been like?
Physicals, a few interviews. I mean, talk to some coaches. You get to know your coaches a little better. They get to know you a little better. Just touch bases with each other.
It wasn't like when you came out of high school, you're recruited by all these colleges. And so free agency was a brief period of time. Kind of describe what it was like, Alshon. Stressful, fun, interesting. How would you describe it?
I would say most like I was more anxious. I mean, I just let my agent do all the handling, but I was more anxious than just and think about where I would end up.
So was it a lot of phone calls, a lot of these are the updates?
I just let my, like I said, I let my agent do all the talking. I just look at it, just told him, just give me just whatever was the best fit for me and my family.
How's it feel being a Philadelphia Eagle?
It was great. I'm excited.
Good. Hey, I want to show everybody the hands of a wide receiver. Now, my hands are average size. Do you have a length at the combine? What was your hand length? Did they ever do that stuff?
I can't remember.
Those are huge. Huge. And you have a great catch percentage in the NFL. The Eagles coaching staff has talked about your ability to catch the football. I talked to Mike Grohl about it. He's really impressed with your working relationship that you had in Chicago, the performance that you had. And he told me that you were coming off that season before, your rookie year, you had the broken hand. And he felt that you were really hungry that next year. Did that injury kind of remind you how much you love the game of football?
I would just say it was just the nature of playing football, like you was going to get injured. But at the same time, I just felt like it was more, I had something to prove. Like I didn't like the season even though I had injury, that my rookie season. So I just felt like it's something I had to prove.
I know you talked about Mike at your press conference. What kind of coach is he? Why is it a good relationship?
When I first met Coach Groh, Coach Groh was an intense coach. He was fired up, intense. But after a while, he calmed down. But he also understands the game and knows the game of football pretty well, from coaching wide receiver, but also playing quarterback.
Do you still feel that your very best football is ahead of you?
Most definitely. I think I'm in the right situation here in Philly. I think the sky's the limit.
Now, I think I read you only played 2 years of high school football. Is that right? You came a little late into the game?
Three years.
So was it just you hadn't been playing prior to that?
I just played mostly basketball all my life.
What was your game like?
Whatever, I made adjustments. However you guarded me, I made adjustments. I can get buckets.
From the outside, from the inside, from the whole court?
However you guard me, like I said, I make adjustments.
And was it 4 state titles in high school?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. What greater thrill, honestly, a breakaway dunk or a in-the-clear catch-a-pass running into the end zone?
I'm going to say catch a pass running into the end zone.
All right. I'd like to hear that. Let's talk about Carson Wentz. I know you've talked about him. And I wondered, when the Eagles played in Chicago last season, did you take a peek out while the Eagles offense was on the field?
I think most like the first half, I really didn't pay too much attention to the Eagles. Second half, you know, I paid attention a lot to him, especially in the fourth quarter. He like made a few throws here and there. He definitely made some hell of a plays with his legs, like running the ball. So, I mean, he can beat you running and throwing. And he stood in the pocket with whatever blitzes we were giving him. He made adjustments.
What do you know about the offense here, just in terms of the X's and O's and the route tree?
I think I can get a pretty good grasp of it. Like, I think I got it under control. Like, I just knowing the game of football, the terminology, like, it's not that hard.
Alshon, what do you do now for the rest of the offseason?
I'll probably come back to Philly next week, try to get a place and just ready to get to work and get with Carson and those the other receivers.
Have you spent time in Philadelphia other than the game of football?
This is my second time in Philly.
Okay. And that's it. You got a lot to learn here.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a great time. Now, I know upstairs it was the Deuce Staley was part of the welcoming committee here. The legend of South Carolina lives on with the Philadelphia Eagles. And we all love Deuce from his playing days as an Eagle. Down in South Carolina, is there a lot of recognition of the career he had as a Gamecock?
Deuce Staley, man. Yeah, I remember when I was a little boy, I used to hear older folks used to always talk about Deuce. He still got a hell of a reputation in South Carolina. He's still the man.
Yeah, he is still the man. Well, it's good to have you here. Get to work with Deuce. We welcome you to Philly, hopefully for many years to come.
Yes, sir.
Alshon Jeffrey, the newest Philadelphia Eagle, here in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.